If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is May the 11th, 2022, and today the topic is, do you know? Do you know? Well, friends, I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. I am recording a little late. You know, my husband called me out this morning when I was getting ready to record. So my apologies for that, y'all. But, you know, I'm here. I'm here right out of Bushy Tail to give you guys the juice, you know. As for yesterday, I'll make it real quick, man. You know, I did record an episode of GSL. Got emotional again. My goodness, what is going on with me and these GSL guests, man. But anyway, so be on the lookout for that, you know, in the future. But, yeah, had a really cool conversation with this gentleman in Canada. He was over in Canada. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. And worked with my acting student. And then, so yeah, outside of that, was trying to rest in between, you know, be a mom and eat and all of that. So that's what my day looked like yesterday. But yeah, man, in regards to this morning, man, I woke up, I want to say a little bit earlier than the sound of my alarm, but then I went back to sleep, then woke up at the sound of my alarm. Got up, and then I started working because I'm over here approving logos, communicating with folks, you know, working on some, you know, some more ideas and whatnot. So, yeah. So then eventually I had to, like, settle my mind down and just kind of be like, all right, it's time to focus on what I'm supposed to be doing, right? And the interesting thing is that word focus stood out to me this morning. Started looking up verses around that, and then I just kept going. It just... Yeah, kept going to ultimately, you know, around what time? Not say 5:50, but I don't know if it was that late. But at some point, do you know, came into my heart and mind. And so that resonated with the verses. And here we go. Here we are. So that's how I came to the thing for today. So ultimately, I came to this, I guess, topic because I kept seeing the phrase, do you not know? So it's like, do you not know this? Do you not know that? There was a lot in reference to our bodies and whatnot. And I mean, I guess the question as I read so many do you not knows was like, well, do we know? You know what I'm saying? I don't think we do. Based on what we do, you know, it doesn't seem like we do know. And then I guess the question is, well, how would you know? Now, according to the Bible, I guess it's by studying, right? By studying the Bible, then you should know. And then I guess ultimately by hearing the word of God, then you should know. But yeah. I mean, you know, I had a lot of different distractions this morning, alongside of the working that I was doing, but then also like just, I don't know, thinking about different things. I mean, I don't know if I want to get too deep into it. But just kind of, I guess, like looking at where we are, you know what I'm saying? Spiritually and whatnot. Like, I feel like we do a lot of things that are different, opposite, opposed, whatever word you want to use right there. Basically not what the Bible tells us to do. And so, with that being said, you know, in my attempt to do what I feel like, not only what I feel like I'm led to do, but, I mean, I guess just sharing my, attempt to try, you know what I'm saying? To try to study, to try to share the gospel, and all these things. Yeah, you know, and I know that's a whole nother topic by itself, but again, So if we get back to the topic at hand, do you know? Yeah, I guess that's the question today. Do you know? Do you know who you are? Do you know what your body represents? Do you know what we're supposed to be doing with our bodies? Like, all these different things. I'm sure you can look up verses centered around do you know and find so many places where that question is asked. Do you know this? Do you know that? So, well, here go a few of them. Here are a few of them now. So 1 Corinthians 3 and 3, 16 through 17 says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroy God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy and you are that temple." Do you know that? Do you know that you are that temple? I don't, again, I don't think we do. I think when we think about temple and whatnot, we think about these huge, elaborate buildings, you know. I think I talked about that before about like, that's not the word. Temple's not, I don't think temple's the word. Is it chapel? Well, chapel's not in the Bible, I don't think. There's another word that kind of made me think about this, you know. I don't know if I wrote down that verse, but I'm sure it's probably, is it temple? I don't know, but anyway, I was thinking about those elaborate buildings. But the interesting thing is I came across this verse. I believe it was like Isaiah 66 and 1. And it talks about how God is, I guess, saying to the people, like, what kind of place can you build for me? And it went even deeper to say, like, basically, my dwelling isn't made by hands or whatever the case is. And I don't know, I guess it made me think about humanity because, I mean, even though, yeah, we like to take responsibility for like creating life, right? We're like, oh, yes, and the mothers, we bear the children, we make the children, or whatever, whatever. We try to say all these different things, but ultimately, it's a natural occurrence based on what God has done, like every single thing. So, I know we have to wrap our minds around that revelation, to ultimately understand that, okay, nothing that I do is just solely me, right? Even had to break that down to be like, even the desires of my heart, well, who gave me those, right? Who made me, So yeah, I mean, according to the Bible, that is God, and at the end of the day, that created it all, and so he's chosen to be for us to be his dwelling place, and that's huge. It's huge when you think about it. So, how would that affect your life to realize that, you know what, I am the dwelling place of God? Like, would that change anything about what you do? Like, would that change anything about like how you take care of yourself or anything? I guess that's the question today. But yeah, I mean, hey, those are some things that came across my heart and mind. Y'all can let those marinate. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." Ooh, that might be Pope today. You might not like hearing that you are not your own, but according to the Bible, that's what it say. So what does that mean, right? I know later on, hold on, let me see. Actually, right here says, here it is, 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. It says, "For you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body." So, yeah, friends, I mean, you guys can go deeper. There's plenty of verses in the go deeper section about all of this. Again, even if you just take out time to just look on your own for any phrase that says, "Do you not know this? Do you not know that?" You're gonna probably come across what I did as well about, all these things in regards to our bodies and, and I mean, I guess that's the question today. Like, just think about us as individuals for a moment. Like, not just. Because I think we get so caught up in thinking about groups and lumping ourselves in groups and whatnot, where it's like, you individually are a dwelling place for God. Now, I think it's important to point out that we're not God, just the dwelling place, you know, because I know a lot of times we puff ourselves up to believe that we are God, right? Well, some people do. Some people are even bold enough to say that. You know, some people just act like it. You know, you might not verbalize it, but you act like that. And I'm sure we all do. You know what I'm saying? No, again, not pointing any fingers at anybody. I mean, I'm sure I did, you know, or do, you know, or whatever the case is, every now and then as well. You know, just not say just thinking so highly of myself or something like that, but like, again, in actions, right? In actions, like, what do you put above God, right? But anyway, man, you know, these are the questions today. I mean, yeah, again, as you go deeper, you might see many, many more aspects of this question. Do you know, or do you not know, right? But these are, again, these verses today that I'm sharing are specifically in regards to, you know, our bodies. And you know, I hope that encourages you and inspires you today, because that's the juice. That's the juice this morning. And I hope that you reflect on that. I hope that you check out the Go Deeper section and, you know, let those verses marinate on your heart, souls, and minds this morning. But the Bible verse of today is Matthew 6 and 19. It says, "Lay not up your for yourselves treasures upon earth, wherewith and rust." Okay, maybe it's not with. Where. Moth. Where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. So, yeah, I apologize for jumbling that verse up. Y'all can look at that on your own. Again, it's Matthew 6 and 19. We talked about money yesterday, and that was very interesting that, you know, that verse was centered around, like, not, you know, laying up treasures on earth. And I guess, like, about how it just made me think about how spiritual and heavenly treasures have more value, or whatever the case is. So, I don't know, something to let marinate on today. You know, that's the juice, y'all. I hope that you all enjoyed it. Thank you all so much for listening. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all. I'm Nyla O'Neill with Anchor Providing Institute. We're located at 737 South Hill Street in Griffin, Georgia. Look, this program was birthed out of a will to help and push you closer to your dream, customizing each and every learning path for each and every student, giving you hands-on education with myself and other teammates. We're here to help you and drive you to be the best version of yourself. Look, we are a 12-week program, and it will be vigorous, but it will be worth the work. Put the work in, you will see it in the end. We are dedicated to seeing you not only finish our program, but to get certified. We are an accredited school through the National Phlebotomy Solutions, and we are so ready to meet each and every one of you. Contact us today.